True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This guy's just battle-tested, man. He's been in a lot of system, in the midst of it all, moving around. He's continually improved over the course of his career. He makes quick and fluid decisions. He's good with the ball. He takes care of the ball. He moves his unit, and that's why they had the type of success that they had with him in Minnesota and why they won as a football team. And so he certainly has our attention.
Mike Tomlin describing Sam Darnold like he's a promiscuous person. He's been around. He gets around. He's played for multiple teams. Polite way of saying the guy's a journeyman. They're from Mike Tomlin. That's the quarterback on the other side. A guy that has played the Steelers twice. 1-1 against him. Beat Penn State a long time ago in the Rose Bowl, which still has people like Austin Bechtold salivating over Sam I Am Darnold. Steelers and Seahawks home opener Sunday at 1. Aaron Rodgers' first game in Pittsburgh as a Steeler. At the 50-minute mark, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram Route 19 Peters Township, celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. For that game on Sunday, looking at sunny skies and temperatures in the 80s. That is fan weather brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. We have a segment called The Other Side. We don't do it every week, but if it's a compelling matchup, we will talk to someone from the other team who covers the other team. And we have a real doozy on this one at 5:15 because it relates back to Malzi. This might be a This Is Your Life Malzi moment with our guest at 5:15. Open Phone Friday coming up at 530-412-928-9370 if you want to get on with us now. I pay a lot of attention to the spreads and the totals and all the betting things that you can find for football games because these odds makers have all kinds of resources and they oftentimes know more than even the teams know about themselves. And so I have to admit, when I saw a couple things about this game, they jumped out at me.
Okay.
Number one is how low this line is. It's been 2.5 to 3 all week. It opened at 2.5, Steelers -2.5. It's been bet up to 3. It wavers back and forth. It's never gotten up to 3.5. It's been 2.5 to 3. The fact that the odds makers believe, pretty much, that the Steelers and Seahawks are equal teams. And the only reason why the Steelers are favored in this game is because they get the requisite, 2 to 3 point bump for playing at home. No one here agrees with that. We've had all kinds of Steelers guests on all week. We've had all our hosts talk about this game. Find someone who thinks Seattle's going to win. You can't. And if the line was 6 or 7, that would make sense. You're a touchdown better than the other team? All right, fine. If we were in Baltimore, Chris, and we were doing a Friday show before Ravens-Browns, and every single insider said, or analyst said, yeah, take the Ravens. I get it. The Ravens stomp a mud hole in bad teams, generally speaking. Not always, but mostly. The Seahawks went 10-7 last year, just like the Steelers. This quarterback, Darnold, threw more touchdowns than Geno Smith last year.
Okay.
The coach is I think a good one. He's definitely a defensive savant. They don't knock my socks off. Like, I'm not someone that's going to pound the table for Seattle. But when the odds makers think a game is going to be close and no one agrees with that, I always get nervous about it. What do they know about this game that we don't know?
I think the game's going to be close. I just think the Steelers are going to win. I don't think they're going to run away from the Seahawks. I do think you are accurately tapping into a sentiment, though, where people are probably so high on the Aaron Rodgers performance in week one, where they're assuming two things. And this is where, like, I think the folly comes in. The defense can't possibly be that bad 2 weeks in a row, but Aaron Rodgers can be that good 2 weeks in a row. And I think that informs a lot of it. But it's a spread that's been very low the entire time since the game was put on the board. And other than, I think, in the chat, people are saying Dan Orlovsky has picked the Seahawks to win on ESPN.
Okay. I think Mina Kimes did, too. So
you're
so,
not finding... Mina's not a reliable narrator with the Seahawks.
She's a Seattle fan, right.
She is a huge Seahawks fan.
But Orlovsky's out of the... I'm talking about, like, in the Pittsburgh bubble.
In our cocoon,
it's all Steelers.
I agree with that.
The number of the game, which is the total, implies a couple things, too. It's the lowest total of the week in the NFL. It's 40.5. These people that set the totals and lines just watched the Steelers and Jets play a 34-32 game, and they think this game is going to be the lowest scoring game in the NFL. Weather is a non-factor. It's not going to be low scoring because there's wind and rain.
No, it's going to be perfect football playing weather.
It's like playing the game almost in a dome. It's ideal conditions.
79 and sunny. You have to worry more about cramping from the heat than you do anything else.
The total's 40.5. The line's 3. So they're pretty much telling you the Steelers are going to win a game where they hold Seattle to 17 or 18 points.
It's about a 20. It's the, what is that? The implied score is about 21 to 18.
21-18.
Yeah.
Yeah. The Steelers have held, since last year's bye, the last 11 games, they've only held an opponent under 20 points 3 times.
So I think there's a couple factors at play here. I think people who watch the Seattle Niners game, and if you have the NFL Plus and you can go watch condensed games.
Actually, you didn't even have to do that because it was on after the Steelers game Sunday.
You're right. If you watch that game either in real time or on the condensed version, you saw a pretty terrifying defensive line. I think that's one reason that the score is probably going to be low. I do think, though, that there is reason to believe that Darnold and that offense are not going to be that explosive. I didn't think that they showed a capacity for explosive plays other than when they would get JSN the ball. The running game's good. I don't think the running game there is, like, exceptional by any stretch.
It's not.
And I think that the Steelers...
They don't have a very good offensive line, and they don't have...
The Steelers defense should be able to pressure them. Yeah. I mean, they lost the game in part because Nick Bosa, or mainly because Nick Bosa got through their right tackle, forced a fumble when it looked like they might be going in for a game-winning score. They've also... You know what would make me... nervous, I guess, although we've gone through this so many times as it relates to the spread. They're probably going to be down 3 of their top 6 defensive backs, and they don't really have a ton beyond Witherspoon that I love there because I just watched Woolen look terrible. Love's pretty good. But, like, they have a defensive backfield that even if you like all the players, could be very depleted. And so far, we have not seen that move the line an inch.
They also got killed by tight ends last week.
Yeah, Kittle
scored a touchdown on the first drive, then got hurt. And then some guy named Tungus, who was a practice squad call-up.
Big Tungus.
Caught a touchdown in the fourth quarter to beat Seattle.
Tungus,
third-string
like,
tight end.
Tungus sounds like some sort of vitamin deficiency-related disease that we eliminated in, like, the 1700s. Like, no one suffers from Tungus anymore. Thank God the scourge of Tungus has been wiped out.
The Steelers have played 18 home openers with Mike Tomlin at the helm. What do you think their record is in those 18 games? And if you've already seen the stat, admit it.
No, I haven't, Pony.
Charlie, 18 games, Mike Tomlin, home openers. What do you think his record is?
I think he's either 12-6 or 11-7 is my guess.
Well, pick one.
10-5-1.
12-6.
Malsy, you are
wrong.
A genius. That's exactly right. 12-6.
There is one thing that's happening right now, apparently, in the YouTube chat that maybe will make you feel better if you're worried that it's a close spread, but nobody's picking the Seahawks.
One bold prediction is coming out of the woodwork.
Adam Crowley.
Oh, he did?
Seahawks to win this morning on the morning
show.
Oh,
thank God. Good. I hate when it's a clean sweep. Any logic or reasoning there?
Just two people saying Crowley picked them, Rob Dog and Moore Henny, which is a funny name. picked Seattle. And then Mark Crowley, no relation, said Crowley was just being goofy for conversation's sake, in my opinion.
So not a real prediction.
Implying that there's no way. No, he's saying that Crowley really said it, but that he thinks Crowley just did it for the sake of convo.
Steelers lately, though, in home openers have not been good. They beat the Chargers last year. Herbert got hurt 20-10. Year before that was the disaster against the Niners. They lost 30-7. Year before that, Mac Jones came in here and beat the Steelers 17-14. Year before that, Derek Carr came in and beat the Steelers 26-17. So they've lost 3 of 4. Before that, I mean, not before that. COVID year, they won 26-21. 19 is when Russell Wilson came in here and lit them up. That's when Ben got hurt and Mason Rudolph went in and actually played well.
Yes, he did.
Seahawks won the game 28-26. 2018 was Pat Mahomes' second start.
And the Steelers fall behind 21-0, then come all the way back and tie it, then give up 21 more in a row.
They lost 42-37.
Sounds about right.
So that's one lost, 0-2, 1-2, 1-3, 1-4, 1-5, 2-5. 2-5 in their last seven, but before that they were just basically an automatic win.
Well, 2-5 in their last seven, which means they were 10-1 in the 11 before that.
Here's another one that kind of surprised me.
Okay.
One thing you hear a lot when you do betting shows and you hear from people that like to bet on things.
And what's your betting show that people can hear?
It's called More Ways to Win Radio. Thank you. I think it's at 4 a.m. this Sunday.
Hey, don't knock it. That's the old Mulsey time slot from back in
the day. I
didn't
knock it. I just chuckled. I don't want to get up that early. This is what comes up. Oh, they've got to come east from the West Coast and play a 1 o'clock game.
Now, you're going to mock this, and I was going to
bring it up. For
them,
it's going to feel like it's a 10 a.m. game.
I was going to bring it up because that was one of those old pieces of reliable NFL wisdom.
The Steelers have played 14 such games against West Coast teams at 1 o'clock in the Mike Tomlin era.
All right, hold
what
on.
Do you think their record is in those games?
The Niners game's 0-1. The Seahawks game with Russ back there is 0-2.
Yeah, so I spotted you too. And I spotted you a win with the Chargers last year.
11 games left to pick, and I already know that they're 1-2.
Actually, I spotted you 3. The Raiders game was
4,
at 1 o'clock
so
too.
1-3. Now there's 10 games left to pick. I am going to say that in those 14 games, they are 5-9.
No, they're actually 8-6.
So you spotted me a bunch of the losses.
Yeah. Which is still, I mean...
I still think there's something to that, broadly speaking. Not like with the Steelers, per se, but I still think it is tough for West Coast teams. If there was nothing to it, then we wouldn't see those situations where a West Coast team has two East Coast games back-to-back.
And then stays,
yes.
Yeah.
You wouldn't see it like that happening if their own coaches and people didn't think there was something to that.
What are the other three losses?
In the Tomlin era.
West Coast 1 o'clock games at Acrisure.
The Cardinals game was a 4:15 game, wasn't it? Where they bludgeoned them a couple of years ago?
No, that was at 1. You're talking about the weather delay game where there was the lightning?
Right.
I was at that game. That was a 1 o'clock kickoff that ended at about 7.
The weather delay fooled me. That's what it was.
So that's a fourth one.
Okay, that's 4. Hold on. Maybe I can actually do this here.
How about Gradkowski with the Raiders? That would
that's
be 5.
Be. That's 5. We're just talking West Coast teams, though. Did the Rams...
And at 1 o'clock, it doesn't...
No, remember that hilarious Rams game where they actually won because the Rams made some very dumb decisions down the stretch?
That was a 4 o'clock game with Mason Rudolph.
Wasn't that the really questionable scoop and score where they like somehow got benefit of the doubt? There was a Steelers scoop and score touchdown, I think, that was very strange in that game, but it was a 4 o'clock. Man, some of those ones have to be from the very early Mike Tomlin era that I just don't remember.
Well, we went back to one of the first ones, which was Gradkowski in 2009.
I know, but because Bruce is Bruce and we know Bruce, that one's a pretty like legendary
1 o'clock games at Acrisure where they lost to a West Coast team. We got 2 Raiders losses. Who else do they play at 1 o'clock? Who's
Chargers.
West Coast team? See, oh, you yes! When Batch beat the Ravens... Ben came back the next week, and they lost to the Chargers at home in December. That would have been 2012.
Was the game where they kept trying to cover Keenan Allen with a linebacker?
No, that was a Sunday night game,
That's what I thought. I remember it being at night when Keenan Allen was just running free through the secondary.
One more stat on Seattle. 7-1 on the road last year.
I generally think
how about that?
I know. I generally think that's the mark of like a pretty well coached team to go back to McDonald here.
I don't know. But they went 10-7, so that means they went 3-6 with the 12th man.
And that's
and lost their home game last week.
The one thing I would say is a lot of these games still come down to if you feel like the teams are somewhat similar, should have good defenses, should have good front sevens, whatever. Who do I trust more playing quarterback? I don't hate to be that reductive, but I'll bring it back to that. I actually trust Rodgers more than Sam Darnold, even with Darnold coming off like the greatest year of his life.
Yeah, but think about the last few times we've seen him. The regular season finale against Detroit, he had diarrhea.
And then he had diarrhea.
The playoff game against Minnesota.
I'm saying diarrhea, I trust Rodgers more than
or
him.
The playoff game with Minnesota against the Rams, he had diarrhea.
It was terrible.
And then week one, what did he throw for last week? 150 yards?
If he wasn't.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Looking for jewelry that feels as good as it looks? Jenny Bird delivers modern designs that are comfortable, easy to wear, and effortlessly versatile. Every piece makes you feel instantly on trend without trying too hard. Need to send a gift they'll be sure to love? Jenny Bird ships fast, and the packaging is thoughtful too. Jenny Bird isn't just jewelry. It's your new favorite style essential. Explore more at jenny-bird.com and get 20% off your first purchase using code ONTREND20.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Targeting Smith and Jigba, he didn't really do it.
You know the day destroys the night, night divides the day. Try to run, try to hide, break on through to the other side. Break on through to the other side, break on through to the other side.
Sports talk, in this case football talk on The Fan, is presented by Paramount Plus. Sylvester Stallone is back in the original hit series, Tulsa King, which includes cameo appearances by my dad.
Your dad clothed,
not
though,
joking.
Right?
Yes.
Not doing a butt double scene.
This season on Tulsa King, Dwight faces his most dangerous adversaries yet, forcing him to fight everything he's built to protect his empire. Stream the new season of Tulsa King on Sunday, September 21st, exclusively on Paramount Plus. Had a spirited back and forth with my dad about why Sylvester Stallone's character on that show is named Dwight.
And your dad had big takes.
And he did not appreciate the fact that I was, making it seem like he should have a stereotypical Italian name.
When I think of that, the way Sylvester Stallone looks, I think of the following kinds of names. Richie, Tony, Frank or Frankie, even like Nicky.
Well, His rebuttal was, should I have given you more of an Italian first name?
I mean, you can say...
Should your name be Vinny Filipponi?
But your name is Andrew, and a lot of... I feel like there's a lot of Ant, right? Andy?
That would should be your name be Anthony Filipponi?
Tony Pony.
More in the...
But everyone calls you Pony, which is a very Italian-sounding nickname because it ends in a vowel. So I think, like, all works out in the end.
Anthony, or Andrew's not an Italian name at all.
What is it? Like a German name, I think? My neighbor's name is Andrew.
All right, ignorant question. Was St. Andrew an apostle? Was he in the club? Was he in the mix?
in the club? Pull those velvet ropes aside for St. I think he was, actually. This guy was hilarious at the Packers game. Zubaz, yoked up guy.
Look at the what are those called? Traps on that guy.
He was vaping.
Looks like he's exactly. He's vaping hard right there.
He's vaping very hard. He looks like he is on something, you know, very interesting as far as a supplement, and just having the time of his life wearing Zubaz pants.
It is 5:18. Time to start your Wednesday or your weekend off right with Archie's Famous Wings.
Pony, I have to ask you a question here.
Yes.
Occasionally, and I think you do a marvelous job of conceiving things to do on the show.
Yep.
People were actually asking or saying how much they loved our Fair Game with Faraboss segment, and I said, much like a Judge Donnie name game, it's another one of your brilliant ideas. Yep. I give you full credit. Sometimes things don't work out, and you get the Belfont snorkel from a guest. Are we far enough down the road in this segment where this guest has not answered, where you are willing to tell me who it was and give up?
Sometimes I realize my area code doesn't match up with my personal cell phone number with where we are.
Mm-hmm.
So this person might see a call and think, well,
who the heck's that guy?
Right. Yeah. But we are good, actually.
Oh, we are good.
Yes.
Okay.
Malzy, for years, we did shows with John Clayton.
Yes, we did.
And John, absolutely. And John, after his great run at ESPN, became a part of the Seattle Seahawks broadcast team. He did radio broadcasts for Seattle.
Was he doing the sideline stuff for them?
I believe so. And I believe Warren Moon was also a part of those games. So very star-studded.
I mean, John
Seahawks
on the sidelines
broadcast
is like as good as it gets, man.
Yes.
That would have been phenomenal info he's
so
dispensing.
I wanted to find somebody for the other side for our award-winning segment that we do from time to time when we preview a Steelers game by talking to someone who covers the other team.
Sure.
So I was astonished to see that the person who does their sideline reporting now might be related to you.
What?
Yeah.
Who?
Yes. You are Chris Muller, and their sideline reporter's first name is Jen. And I'm going to allow for her to pronounce her last name to you to see where you guys are in terms of pronunciation on your last name. First of all, Jen, how do you spell your last name?
Muellerr.
Chris, how do you spell your last name?
Muellerr.
How do you say your last name, Jen?
There's only one right way to say this, and it's Mueller. It sounds like Bueller, but with an M.
Jen, I'm going to beg to differ here and say that there is at least another right way to say this, and it's Mueller.
I'm just going to say I've been fighting for this for years. I've been fighting this battle for years, and you're not helping us.
Well, I'll tell you what.
What's going on here?
Jen, when Big Bob Mueller was doing that big investigation, it was a big boon for us Mueller types here. I mean, he really had us high up on the pecking order.
And Jen, how did you feel when former Giants, Red Sox, and Cubs third baseman just said, the hell with that? I'm going to go with Miller. Yeah. Bill Miller.
I'm kicking him out of the club, Jen.
No, he's totally out.
Jen, we can put
Millers are out.
We can put a united front up there and kick Bill Mueller out of the club right now. Just go Miller, pal.
Jen,
that's exactly right.
Do you have any family roots here in Pittsburgh? Do you think there's a chance you're related to Chris?
I don't. I mean, I hope so. I'm hoping after this conversation there is, and we can say that there is. But no, sadly, I don't have any family connection to Pittsburgh.
So Jen, I just quickly looked up your background, and I think the closest thing I could come up with is you grew up in Houston, Texas, correct?
I did.
So
I did. Where there's a lot of Muellers and Muellers.
Oh, yeah. Very German and Czech out that part
German.
Of the country.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't know
big,
that.
Big German.
Pony,
yep.
Central Texas barbecue, big Czech thing, grocery stores. Oh, yeah,
wow,
I could go on and on. But no, my older brother, John Mueller, not Mueller, he did live in Houston for about 4 years while my sister-in-law was going to grad school at Rice. So that is, unfortunately, the closest comp I can come up with. I ate a lot of kolaches down there when I would go and visit them.
Oh,
that's
yes.
the best I can do.
That's what I was just going to say. Yeah. My parents live near Rice. We might as well be related.
In fact, my sister-in-law was a student bartender at that place called Valhalla that was like run by all the grad students there. I might have had a few Shiner Bucks or Lone Stars in that place.
In a bucket of beer?
Oh yeah. Oh,
100%.
Yes. So I think we're not related, Jen, but I think we've already become friends in 3 minutes here.
To be honest with you, Jen, I was hoping that this didn't happen because I wanted you to come on and say, wait a minute, there's another Mueller who's now vying for top spot among people with this last name in the sports media world.
No.
I need to vanquish him and embarrass him and maintain
vanquish.
My spot as
I
the number
like
one Mueller.
People. Yeah, I do like to vanquish people. I'm not up for a fight on a Friday, right?
Okay.
Like, I just...
Well, let's see how the game goes on Sunday.
Let's
see how the game goes on Sunday, and then maybe we can revisit that. The big news appears to be in terms of things that have happened regarding this game. Mike Tomlin started his press conference on Tuesday and said the best part of Seattle's team is the secondary. The first guy he named is Devin Witherspoon, and it looks like Devin Witherspoon is not going to play against the Steelers. So, A, do you agree with that? Is Witherspoon out? And B, how big of a loss would that be for the Seahawks?
So we just talked to Seahawks head coach Mike McDonald a few minutes ago, and right now Spoon is listed as doubtful. They are going to work him out on game day to see if he might be able to go. But when you have a designation of doubtful, I mean, that you're not trending in the right direction. He is a hugely important part of the defense. But you know what I would say after rewatching that game against San Francisco? I think it's the aggressiveness of the defense in general that makes them really difficult. And DeMarcus Lawrence had a heck of a game. I mean, if you wonder what the veteran brings to the table, he was all over the place. So Spoon is a huge loss, just with his instincts and the way he plays. There is still a lot of talent on that defense, though.
Jen, were you surprised at how disruptive that front seven was against San Francisco? Because Andrew and I both watched the game either live or watched it back, and the thing that struck me was Trent Williams is going to be wearing a gold jacket 5 years after he plays his last down, and they treated him like a turnstile for most of that game. I was stunned at how good that defensive front was for Seattle.
I don't know if I was surprised. I think I was... After watching them in training camp, look, you can tell that this defense took a step forward because it's the second year under Mike McDonald. And the communication was just at such a high level. And the chippiness that practices had started to get to, you knew that they wanted to tee off on an opponent. Everybody does week one. So I think the physicality did not surprise me. It's how they just kept coming in waves, how there was really no drop-off, right? A little bit of fatigue there in the second half, which is to be expected in the first game of the season, but it just, there was no let up. And that's what Mike McDonald talks about. It's through, not around, and being the type of team that people don't want to play against. And all you have to do is look at that injury report following the game on both sides of the ball, right? Spoon's part of that one. Anybody that got nicked up, but look at how nicked up the 49ers ended up being after that game. And I think, you know, it's the effort that we saw, but it actually translated really, really well on game day.
Jen Mueller, not Mueller, is the Seahawks sideline reporter, and she joins us right now to tell us about Seattle for Sunday. DK Metcalf said this is just another game. It doesn't seem to us here in Pittsburgh that he left Seattle on bad terms. It doesn't seem to me like it's going to be one of those Aaron Rodgers situations where he says the right things, and then when he wins, he takes a crap on the Jets afterwards, Jen. But you've been there the entire time. Like, is there actually some beef to this DK Metcalf Seahawks matchup on Sunday?
Not in the Seahawks locker room. They really enjoy being around DK. I enjoy being around DK. Now, look, DK plays with a level of intensity and passion that you love when he is on your team. So I would anticipate things probably get a little chippy. There is going to be some chirping between him and some of his former teammates. There's probably going to be some hand fighting off the line. There's going to be some tight coverage. He and Reek Woolen used to go at it in practice. I mean, it was an all-out sort of fighting, like literal fighting. It was an all-out battle every single day. So it would not surprise me at all if those two get tangled up and it looks like it's contentious. Of course, in the heat of the moment, there's going to be a lot of emotion, but these guys in the locker room here have said nothing but good things and how fun he was to have around as a teammate.
Jen, I know that part of the reason that Seattle felt good enough to trade DK Metcalf to the Steelers was that they love Jaxon Smith-Njigba, and they should. But outside of him in that passing game, who, if anybody, should the Steelers and their fans, should the Steelers fans, I should say, look at as a viable threat?
You know, that's a really interesting, you know, kind of question and thought for this week, because 58% of the targets in week one went to JSN. And when we talked to Sam Darnold about it, he said, look, I went through my reads, I went through the progressions, and my read said that the ball goes to JSN that often. And Clint Kubiak said the same thing. It certainly doesn't look like it is a balanced offense or that there is another option for weapons. I would say if the offense starts functioning or takes a step forward, starts functioning at the level that they want, which is everything, Elijah Arroyo, the tight end, is an incredible pass catcher. Torrey Horton, the rookie out of Colorado, is a speedster, and he did enough to the point where after signing Marquez Valdez-Scantling, they released him before final cutdowns. And Jake Bobo is healthy this week. He is expected to play. He's another one. I think the East Coast guys might recognize him from one of his college stops. He should be another factor that goes in there. So the offense is going to be built to run this year. That's what they want to do. I mean, you're going to run a fullback most of the time, but there are other options, and I myself am curious to see how they get involved.
Jed, how long have you been in Seattle for?
I have been in Seattle 25 years. I have been on the Seahawks sidelines. This is year 17.
Wow.
And John Clayton was my broadcast partner for a number of years. He did the opponent sidelines. I miss JC.
Yeah, we love him too. We love John.
He loved to come on and just give me crap about Ben Roethlisberger.
Correct.
He loved nothing more.
Jen, you've been there for a quarter century. Are you familiar with a man who goes by the moniker New York Vinny, who was known as Vinny Ricicci?
I do know New York Vinny, yes.
Vinny,
I'm going to say something that I'm going to regret, and then I'm going to be like, no, I've never heard of him before. I have no idea who you're talking about.
To what extent is his story or his telling of it or the telling of it that he had a large hand in saving the Seattle Mariners from relocation?
Because he came and worked here. He helped. He was one of the original members of this radio station, Jen.
Now, see, that one's interesting because I was not here when the Mariners were almost relocated.
Gotcha. That
and
was 95.
I always focus on the Ken Griffey Jr. part of that.
Yeah, he took the credit
for
it.
He was one of the ones. So yeah. I'm not going to dispute anything, but that was kind of before my time.
Gotcha. He also said Alex Rodriguez used to rub his belly for good luck before games. So you might want to look into that.
That would not
sometime.
Surprise me at all. Yeah, that wouldn't. I don't know how to fact check that right now.
Yeah, that's a little.
Yeah, I'm probably just going to let that one go. Yeah.
All right, Jen, we appreciate you coming on. And you can do Ancestry.com and see if you and Chris are actually related sometime.
One more thing, Jen. Whoever wins, that is what name wins out. I will talk about myself like I am Chris Mueller if the Seahawks win for one day. On Monday, I will be Chris Mueller if the Seahawks win. And I'm just going to put you on the honor system that you have to, with no explanation, call yourself Jen Mueller if the Steelers win this game for one day.
Okay. That is fair enough.
Thank you, Jen.
Thanks, Jen.
Thanks for being a good sport.
All
goodbye.
Right, thanks, guys. Yep.
See ya.
Have
Follow us
one.
On
Bye.
Twitter, brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them, southhillskia.net.
That was fun. Good work by you again. She was very game for that entire exercise.
And she knows Ricicci.
And
she's sounded a Vinny like fan.
She sounded like she wanted to say, yeah, Vinny didn't have nearly the hand in saving the Mariners that he would like people to believe.
I agree with you.
She also knew all the bars at Rice that I was peppering her with random Houston references, and she knew every single one
all
of
right,
them.
All right, a hodgepodge is next, plus we'll give our predictions on Steelers and Seahawks. 5:39, time to start your weekend off right with Archie's Famous Wings. That music means it's time for picks, but it's also time for a hodgepodge. Brought to you by Two Men in a Junk Truck. Visit them at twomeninajunktruck.com.
This is a hodgepodge of nothingness.
All right. Malzy was right, and he was wrong. I was wrong, and I was right. That's the nature of point spreads. I said the Jets would win. I was wrong, but they covered. Malzy said the Steelers would win. He was right, but they didn't cover. So for the purpose of picks,
I was wrong.
I got a win and Malzy got a loss.
Yep, that's them's the breaks. I did get off the schneid last night with a Green Bay pick, but it didn't gain me any ground on you boys. But you need to get that first correct pick of the year. You need an icebreaker.
Steelers and Seahawks. The line is 3 currently. Donnie's already picked this game. It's up on our podcast page at 93.7thefan.com and on the Odyssey app. He's gone with the Steelers. Most people have. I thought everyone had until our YouTube viewers adroitly pointed out that Crowley, maybe for bleeps and giggles, went with Seattle this morning.
Charlie, define adroitly or adroit.
Not even going to try.
Okay.
By the way, Charlie, sponsored by Westminster College, where they say their fall open house is right around the corner.
Just go with it, Charlie.
Can't wait.
Okay. I've got Seahawks 21, Steelers 17. I think the odds makers are onto something that it will be lower scoring. I don't see us getting fooled again where everybody thought Seahawks and Steelers was a race to 13 points and then the final score is 34-32. So I do think the Steelers defense will stiffen a little bit, but still not enough. I've got one major hang up with this game, and I can't get rid of it. It's Seattle bullying San Francisco up front, getting more pressure than any team in the NFL last week, hitting Brock Purdy so many times that a guy in his mid-20s was so banged up from that game that he's now not playing, and Mac Jones has to go in at quarterback for San Francisco.
You know what Purdy's got, right? Turf toe.
Ooh.
You know whose career that ended?
Do you know whose career that ended, Charlie?
Very famous Steeler. Hall of Fame Steelers career ended by turf toe.
Malzy, I won't steal your thunder. You can use it. Go ahead.
Jack Lambert.
There you go.
That's stupid turf.
This is a very well-coached defense. It's the opposite of the Steelers. And
Because McDonald lets Leslie Frazier, do his job?
No, this is McDonald here. This is him taking control and doing a good job at it as opposed to Mike, who takes control and doesn't. This is, to me, when I've picked the Steelers to lose to worse teams, it's if I don't like the matchup. For example, Shane Steichen in Indy always has Mike's number. McDonald is very creative with pressure. It gets...
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First-round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Looking for jewelry that feels as good as it looks? Jenny Bird delivers modern designs that are comfortable, easy to wear, and effortlessly versatile.
Every piece makes you feel instantly on trend without trying too hard. Need to send a gift they'll be sure to love? Jenny Bird ships fast, and the packaging is thoughtful too. Jenny Bird isn't just jewelry. It's your new favorite style essential. Explore more at jenny-bird.com and get 20% off your first purchase using code ONTREND20.
A message from a former New Yorker presented by StreetEasy.
What I miss most about New York City, I miss the life, I miss the culture, and just stuff to do, just stuff.
I miss being able to walk everywhere. I miss the bodegas. I miss everything about New York.
I miss everything. I miss the city, big time.
Let me know you get this. Love you, bye.
Get the local expertise you need to never become a former New Yorker. Go to StreetEasy.com to get started. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Incorporated, which has licenses in all 50 states.
Even harder when he can get pressure without being creative. And Seattle's front has allowed him to do that. I don't trust the Steelers' offensive line right now. And I don't trust the Steelers' defense. I should trust a defense that's making $158 million more than I do a 41-year-old quarterback. But going into this game, I don't. And so you're giving me 3 points. I push if Boswell makes a field goal when it's tied late to win it. That gives me peace of mind, too. But if I had to pick a team to win, I'm going to take Seattle 21-17 because I just do not believe in the Steelers' offensive line enough right now to pick them with a quarterback who was talking about his back. And even if he doesn't have a back injury, you could put him on the injury report with just old age. Seahawks 21, Steelers 17. Well, Mulls?
Rodgers questionable with osteoporosis or woke up on the wrong side of the bed? All pretty compelling points, I'm not going to lie to you. And I'm not chasing points here early in the year when I say this or chasing picks. I'm going to go with the Steelers. I'm going to go with a score that I've trained myself to do this, to rarely pick scores that are too far on one side of the over-under, the total.
How about
another.
A score-agami? You going to go with one of those?
Did you know Bills-Ravens was a score-agami?
I did because you literally told me that.
That's right, I did tell you. I'm going to take the Steelers 23-16. Here's a couple reasons why.
Oh, so you also believe they're going to hold them under 20.
Yeah, well, here's another reason why, or a bunch of reasons why. So one of the things I've learned in just covering the NFL for as long as I have and being suckered into this too many times in the opposite direction is when it seems obvious like something should happen, oftentimes in the NFL world, the other thing does, especially once there's even a little bit of film out. So, for example, what was the obvious thing that was supposed to happen last week? Jets-Steelers was supposed to turn into an offense-optional rock fight.
Yeah.
What happened? A 34-32 second most entertaining game of the week broke out.
Yep.
Okay? What seems like it should happen right now based on Seattle's defense in week one and the Steelers' offensive line in week two? Leonard Williams and the boys basically do Thin Lizzy, you know, jailbreak every single play.
I happen to like Leonard Williams a lot.
He's awesome.
I'm a big fan.
He's really good, man. And Boye Mafe and the rest of that front. Like, it should stand to reason that those guys really dominate an offensive line that was mostly all about Broderick Jones's shortcomings, but did not really have anyone, as I like to say, bathe themselves in glory. That having been said, I do think Jones is actually going to be better. Is he going to be good objectively? Maybe not. But he is young. You know what Trent Williams, an all-time great, is not? Young, and he just looked his age.
Yep.
Like maybe had Cam Hayward syndrome in week one. So I think the line is going to hold up a little bit better than people might assume it would. Last thing here, Pony, and this is maybe the biggest thing. Jaxon Smith-Njigba is awesome. He is better than DK Metcalf. There is a reason that the Seahawks were willing to make that trade and move on.
Mm-hmm.
Name me one other player in their passing game that scares you. One.
There isn't. You got me.
Does Sam Darnold actually scare you?
He shouldn't, no. But I've seen him play well against the Steelers.
I knew you were going to say that. With the Panthers, he moved it up and down, but he still didn't do enough to win that game.
And he beat them with the Jets when the Steelers only needed to win a game to make the playoffs the year Ben was out.
I understand that. Steelers offensive line versus Seattle defensive line will not be the mismatch everyone thinks it is. It's not going to be the Steelers offensive line looking like the Hogs in Washington in the 80s. But it'll be close enough that it doesn't hamstring their offense. And Seattle's inability to have anybody else really step forward besides JSN in the passing game means the Steelers will tee off maybe more than people think. Seattle comes into Pittsburgh for the Steelers' home opener, and Aaron Rodgers gets the glory. 2 touchdown passes to pass Brett Favre. Steelers win 23-16.
Charlie, do the Tampa Bay... Oh, that's Monday. Do the Steelers win quickly?
Yes.
All right, thank you.
Do they win slowly?
No.
Okay. I thought you were going to say yes.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
A message from a former New Yorker presented by StreetEasy.
What I miss most about New York City, I miss the life, I miss the culture, and just stuff to do, just stuff.
I miss being able to walk everywhere. I miss the bodegas. I miss everything about New York.
I miss everything. I miss the city, big time.
Let me know you get this. Love you, bye.
Get the local expertise you need to never become a former New Yorker. Go to StreetEasy.com to get started. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Incorporated, which has licenses in all 50 states.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.me for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.